At RNIB Connect Radio, we here at the RNIB See the Future Summit, catching up with some of the key speakers and delegates from the summit. And I'm now joined by Tom Wright, Chief Executive from Guide Dogs. Hello, Tom, and welcome to Connect Radio.
It's a great pleasure, and it's been a really successful day.
For you as Chief Executive of Guide Dogs, why is it so important for Guide Dogs to be here at the summit and having that opportunity to talk to other people from the sight loss sector?
Well, I think the first reason it's been such a successful summit is that it's been some years since we last brought together all the key players across the sector. So there's a real sense of collaboration and people coming together. Secondly, we know the pandemic has impacted on blind and partially sighted people more severely in many ways. And I'm delighted that Guide Dogs has been sponsoring, you know, the mental health side. And we've been bringing together leading experts looking at that and some of the challenges and how we can all work collaboratively and collectively to improve on the provisions and services and support.
And as you say, you know, the pandemic has been quite hard on guide dogs. It's been very difficult for training of puppies and guide dog training as well. And obviously there's a bit of a backlog at the moment, but hopefully things are getting better and there's a future and more dogs will be going through training at the moment and, you know, sort of people will be matched and getting back into sort of new partnerships.
Yes, the pandemic has clearly been a big challenge for guide dogs, and having worked so hard before the pandemic to reduce the waiting time for a guide dog to, you know, well under a year, we've obviously seen that going out again. And that's partly because of the difficulty in socialising our puppies while they've been raised, because they've been in lockdown like the rest of the population. And therefore, we've had a lot of challenges as we come back up to more business as normal and having to work longer and harder to qualify and bring our puppies through. And of course, also our training staff and our breeding programs were also heavily disrupted in 2020. So we're working incredibly hard to try and catch up. And certainly in 2022, we're getting close to back to business as normal. But then in 2022 and into 2023, we start to grow significantly. And our longer term ambitions are still 1,000 new partnerships every year, which will then bring that waiting list back down. So in the short term, clearly we've been very challenged, but we have taken that opportunity to invest heavily in our facilities, to increase our breeding programs, and most importantly, we will have by early next year about 120 new trainee guide dog trainers and guide dog mobility specialists in addition to our current staff. So we really are gearing up to provide many more amazing guide dog partnerships in the years to come.
And obviously, you're here at the summit today, and it's been a really good way to collaborate and talk to other people from across the sight loss sector. What will you be taking from the summit back to Guide Dogs in sort of the future of Guide Dogs?
Yes, and I think that, you know, Guide Dogs is well known for its amazing guide dog and our buddy dog partnerships as well. Now, clearly, you know, we have a much broader service provision, and we have perhaps the leading provider of rehabilitation, and our OMSP, or orientation mobility specialist, out there as well, and my sighted guide. So we want to deploy all our resources to support blind and partially sighted people, you know, throughout their lives, making sure, of course, that that core guide dog service is as strong as it possibly can, but of course also supporting people around that. So today has been a good focal point, you know, where some of the gaps are, you know, where we need to strengthen our services provisions, and critically where we can work with other providers, other partners across the sector to further improve on those services.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Tom Wright, Chief Executive from Guide Dogs, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, it's been a very successful summit today, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you.